Many very smart investigators have struggled to work out the cause of this crash. How come you have the answers? In 5, 4, 3. Well, for a start, the work done by the Australian investigators was where, not why. Their contribution was to find the wreckage, and for the time being, they've failed. The task of why is the Malaysians. That cannot really be achieved until they have the flight recorders and all the evidence. They've done a lot of work on why not, which is the start in getting to why, but the search has now finished, and their task is almost impossible. Pilots know that the smoke fire fumes event is different to a depressurization emergency. It's largely a communication event. The checklists say that you should put your oxygen mask on if required, so in reality, you try to get as much done as you can before putting your mask on, since they impede good communication. You delay putting them on until you smell smoke. With fireblocked cabin interiors following the Manchester crash, there's a tendency to believe that the chances of a raging fire are very low. But types of smoke kill after only a few breaths. The Station nightclub fire in Rhode Island in 2003 killed 100 people in 5.5 minutes. We saw with the last smoke event, the UPS 747 over the Gulf, the first thing the captain did to do a tight reversal turn was to turn the autopilot off. This allows a greater bank angle and shortens the turn distance markedly. It's what pilots do. The MH370 investigation presupposed that the autopilot was on. I think it was off. The inherent dynamic stability of the 777 design and its inertia means that it would be quite happy to fly by itself, its course being changed after interacting with clouds and wind. The thrust asymmetry compensation, or TAC, of the 777 would even have kept the aircraft flying after the first engine flamed out. So it wasn't until the second engine also ran out of fuel and the ram air turbine started the emergency generator that the seventh satellite handshake occurred. By that time it was going straight in, and like we saw with the Space Shuttle Challenger, the wreckage is going to be much, much smaller than the public imagines. I've tested my theory with a number of senior pilots, examiners, test pilots and an engineer, and they agree with me. With their help, this book makes 11 industry recommendations. The reason you haven't heard theories from pilots and engineers currently working on large, wide-bodied aircraft is that they still love flying. The penalty for going public is instant dismissal, and they're not stupid. Luckily for me, I just retired.